This is WFAE News. I'm Gwendolyn Glenn. It's time out for sports. There's been a lot going on the past few days. The Carolina Panthers and Charlotte Knights have severed a longtime relationship with CPI Security over what many are calling a racist remark by the company's CEO. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell takes a softer stance on players protesting. Michael Jordan gives $100 million for social justice efforts. And what does the end of the 2019-2020 season for the Charlotte Hornets mean for fans with tickets? With me to talk about these topics and a few others is Langston Wirtz, Jr., a longtime sports writer with the Charlotte Observer. Hi, Langston.
Hi, Gwen. How are you?
I'm good. Let's start with the Panthers and Knights cutting ties with CPI Security. Tell us what caused team officials to end the relationship.
There was a social justice group called Queen City Unity that the head of it sent out a mass email to ask various Charlotte companies to kind of, you know, take a step forward in the Black Lives Matter movement and kind of asking them what their plans were. The head of CPI, Ken Gills, basically said that they need to focus on black-on-black violence and things like that instead of this movement. Panthers, led by Julius Peppers, were the first team to pull their sponsorship. CPI had a very large presence with the Panthers. The Hornets followed suit. NC State and South Carolina also followed suit. Charlotte Knights. So it definitely kind of escalated very, very swiftly and just kind of shows you the power of the movement.
Has CPI responded since all of these ties have been cut?
Yeah. Mr. Gill put out a message of support saying that, you know, that email didn't reflect his or the company's values. You know, it's up to the public to decide whether they feel that is authentic or not.
Okay, well, let's move to the demonstrations being held nationwide against police brutality, racism, and how a lot of NFL players and professional athletes in other sports are marching, speaking out. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell, who had not supported players like former San Francisco 49ers quarterback Colin Kaepernick, who was basically exiled after taking a seat in 2016 and then a knee during the national anthem in protest of, you know, those same issues. Goodell had this to say this weekend.
We, the National Football League, admit we were wrong for not listening to NFL players earlier and encourage all to speak out and peacefully protest. We, the National Football League, believe Black Lives Matter. I personally protest with you and want to be part of the much-needed change in this country.
Now, this statement by Goodell came after superstar players like Super Bowl MVP Patrick Mahomes, Texans quarterback Deshaun Watson, a Clemson grad, and others demanded almost the exact words that he said in the video. How do you interpret what Goodell said, Langston, and do you think it's sincere?
For him to say the words, "We're sorry, Black Lives Matter, there'd be no NFL without Black players," that's significant. Whether or not you believe he's sincere, I think the NFL players need to, you know, hold him accountable. You know, when those offensive coordinator, defense coordinator jobs come open that Black men have not been able to get, head coaching jobs, general managers jobs, those types of things, the jobs that can lead to real change in the league come open. He needs to be reminded, you know, this is now where you stand.
Now, New Orleans Saints quarterback Drew Brees drew a lot of criticism when he said players shouldn't disrespect the American flag when kneeling, something Kaepernick and others have said misses the point entirely. Here's what Panthers linebacker Andre Smith had to say.
For him to 4 year, however long it's been since Kaepernick was kneeling, to still not understand it, you know, it's a little bit dicey. Just not getting through to the other side.
You know, Drew Brees is one of the more popular players in the NFL, one of the most well-known players in the NFL, and he's done a lot for his city of New Orleans, donated millions of dollars to Katrina relief, and for him to, you know, acknowledge that what he said was insensitive, I think is significant. I think, you know, knowing him, I think that is really his true belief. But, you know, the flag comment stings for a lot of Black guys, but I think Brees' comments is a positive step.
Well, you have some of Brees' own teammates who say they will never wear his jersey again and who have come out supporting others who have burned Brees' jersey. And they don't seem ready to forgive him for his comments at this point.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I just think they're big steps because it now gives you a chance to hold them accountable and have them on a record that this is where you stand. So now you have to back up where you stand.
Okay. Well, Langston, let's switch to the NBA and the rest of the season. Briefly explain why the Hornets are out and will people get refunds for their tickets?
You have an option. You can get a refund if you have Ticketmaster. Your refund comes automatically. bought tickets at the gate, you can. There's an email that you can email, and I think it's on the Hornets website. And you do have the option to use a credit for next season with a credit bonus, as I'm told, so you get a little bit extra. The Hornets' record just wasn't good enough. They took, you know, teams that were going to have a realistic chance, they felt, of making the playoffs, and the Hornets were outside of that. And I think the larger issue is, you know, what type of concessions will the NBA give to teams who aren't going to Orlando to practice and play and are going to be out for a very extended amount of time.
Okay, well, let's stick with the NBA. Former NBA player and Hornets owner Michael Jordan, who has at times been criticized for not taking a more active role politically and on issues of race, announced that he is donating $100 million to support social justice efforts.
Well, it's going to be $10 million a year for 10 years. It's going to go to companies that are trying to foster social justice and racial equality throughout the countries. You know, Jordan has had a history of really putting his money, you know, into causes. He bailed out Charlotte Mecklenburg schools, middle school athletics. You know, he built a medical facility on the west side of Charlotte. You know, he's not the most outspoken person, and everybody isn't Muhammad Ali, but I think in his own way, you know, he's making a difference.
Okay. And finally, high school football returns today with private schools, and I understand there was some big news today regarding public schools.
The North Carolina High School Athletic Association, which governs the 400-plus majority public schools, they do have some non-boarding parochial schools and charter schools. They announced today that they're going to lift their dead period next Monday, June 15th, to allow teams to potentially come back and resume summer start summer workouts, which the private schools began today. Each individual's LEA is going to have to decide whether or not its schools can come back in play. So Charlotte Mecklenburg Schools has to make a decision. Union County Schools, I know, is going to make a decision Monday afternoon. This doesn't mean that the football season is going to start on time. It doesn't mean the football practice is going to start with hitting on August 5th as they plan to. It really is going to depend on what Governor Cooper allows in phase three and, you know, how many people can be together at once.
Okay. Well, Langston, thanks for being with us on Time Out for Sports.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Langston Wirtz, Jr. is a veteran sports writer for the Charlotte Observer.